USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, I don't have any concern about Mr. Swalwell.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's comments regarding Congressman Eric Swalwell, a Democrat who is keeping quiet about past relationships with a woman suspected of acting as a Chinese spy. Pelosi, at her weekly press conference, continues.
There are those in the Congress who believe, and I am among them, that we should be seeing what influence the Chinese. I've been fighting them, as you know, for over 30 years. In terms of their undue influence at universities in our country and the overtures they try to make to members of Congress.
Vice President Mike Pence campaigning in Georgia for Senate runoff candidates David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. That runoff election set for January 5th. Right now, both races are within the margin of error. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Drug maker Pfizer is warning Britain's National Health Service not to give the company's coronavirus vaccine to people with significant history of allergic reactions. As far as what this means for folks with allergies and the coronavirus vaccine, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox and Friends,
I think what's important here is that the two people who had allergies in the UK were already carrying an EpiPen, meaning that they had had severe allergies in the past. So the warning here is for people that have had severe allergies in the past where they had to be rushed to the hospital or they had swelling or decreased blood pressure and hot and big rashes. That's the group that we would hesitate to give this to right away. But it's not for the general population. We haven't seen a lot of allergies in all the people that were studied.
President Trump making the announcement that Morocco and Israel will have diplomatic relations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Three North Texas cities remain vulnerable while they choose police chiefs.
Fort Worth, Texas is without a police chief, one of three major North Texas cities looking for someone to lead their departments. Chief Ed Krause took over as interim chief for the fire Joel Fitzgerald in May of 2019, was sworn in as chief just last December, and announced his resignation in July. Since then, the city of Fort Worth has taken its time searching for a new chief, hiring an outside firm to wade through candidates. Six finalists have now been named. About an hour from Fort Worth, the city of Dallas is also searching for a police chief after Renee Hall resigned in September. Dallas is set to have a new chief by the end of the month. And smack dab in the center of DFW is Arlington, who just hired Colonel Al Jones, a 25-year veteran from the Baltimore County Police Department, as its new chief of police in November. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For over 1 year, Republican Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley led a review of Hunter Biden's business deals and overseas dealings with China. Now with news that Hunter Biden is under an investigation, Grassley took to the Senate floor saying the media suppressed the story.
But the liberal media and members of the other political party chose to dismiss our work. They even falsely claimed that our work was Russian disinformation. And I think they did this in order to protect leaders of the other party.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.